That's Ned dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Guy Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/24/25, Mr. Rohrer performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/8/25. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thad Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R. This goes to the VA. On 4/24/25, Mr. Brewer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's some minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph compression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Thad Brewer. On 4/24/25, Mr. Brewer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 231 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. He did complain of knee pain and is due for a knee surgery in June 2025. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.